You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL.
Okay, welcome to FMLFPL Milan.
This Walsh.
How are we doing?
We're out here podding.
Out here podding. We're most of the way through a kind of hilarious double game week. I mean, lore double game week.
Yeah, every double game week has some storylines.
It has to.
Embedded has to. Within, and this one is no exception.
No exception. I haven't seen the cold gif yet, but I told him, like, you just got to include like a Dom slip and, you know, just all the shit. But you know what? Yeah. They still have the Luton game, so who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm chilling, man.
Baseball draft is done. Yeah,
baseball draft yesterday. I'm still blazing. Well,
the real fantasy.
A little groggier than I typically wake up this morning, but, you know, I got through it.
That's how it goes.
That's how it goes. For
people
that
don't know how hardcore your baseball league is. Like, people listening to this, they're like, I play fantasy. Like, you've never even smelt fantasy compared to this guy. He's signing contracts. He's keeping players from last year. He's reserve drafting. It's like if your FPL team had five slots for the U18s. Is doing that at the end of a night of like 10 beers in.
Yeah.
It's insane.
You know, I just lean on my preparation and I brown out and I click. And then the reserve draft is over and I look and I'm like, oh, good.
I guess Miguel Vargas. Narrow all fantasy games down to just clicking buttons. And
that's for sure.
That's really all it is. All games
all
and all fantasies.
On the computer. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. How's your game week going so far? I mean, we don't have to spend too much time because there's still another game, but it's mostly over, so we kind of know how we're doing.
Yeah, I mean, I captain Tav like a fucking genius god. So
You're
I have
flying with Tav.
I'm
right
absolutely
now.
Storming the castle with Tav. The other two players have zero and zero.
It's too good.
It's so fucking funny. It's so fucked up too with Tav because he was their best player, I think, by some distance. And
well,
it's
him
so
and
aggravating.
Kirkez were really good. And then Kirkez gets ripped in halftime and Tav comes away with nothing. And it's like, oh, wow.
I mean, the one-footedness of Tav is truly a sight to behold. Mm. He does not have a right foot, leg, toes, and nothing on from his hip on the right side to his... It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
But he was putting in a lot of really nice, like
really
flat,
good.
Low, hard crosses that just needed to be like stabbed at. And no stabbings occurred.
No stabbing.
At the vitality in that day. And then, Kirkez, you know, I mean, I almost could have gotten 1 point from the other defenders, but yeah, I got zero. My life would have been so different.
Life would
have been just dramatically different. But there was that chance at before half of like
Tav to Kirkez shot and save. Was your moment right there.
He shat it all away. I was watching and I saw him underlap. I was like, oh.
He's got something about him, but he gets ripped off for Dango, who immediately scores two goals or scores one, sets up one. So he's probably he's looking great for the next game.
I mean, I think he'll start. I mean, he's not a defender.
I think he'll start.
Yeah, the game was just ridiculous. So he's like, we need to throw these out there for attacking purposes. But yeah, he's just so raw, Kirkez. And you know, he might become a player, but you know,
he's so young. I like his prospects.
Yeah.
And the elite teams are on 37.7. So I don't know. I guess they don't have Sun or Palmer or something. We both have both. So we're both actual flying.
They probably don't have Kev either.
Well, Kev, you have to have Kev. Why have Gross when you can pay $5 million more for Kev? I mean,
you don't. You have Kev.
I'm up like 100K.
Matto was nice for you.
Huge goal for me for Matto. I mean, everything kind of worked out this week. It was
Holland Blank was huge for you.
Holland Blank was huge. I mean, Holland didn't even play. He didn't even play, so that's huge for me. I got that. I got lucky there. He didn't even play. Didn't show up. Morris with the haul, the 2-point haul. Love to see it. And I got. Who do you have left? You have Kirkez, Tav, Dom, Kaminsky.
Uh huh.
Yeah. I'm on Neto, Doughty, Dom, and Morris. So you know, we'll see. We'll see how it shakes out. But yeah, looking good. I'm on 53, so I'm actually kind of flying more than I realized. Yeah.
Yeah, your like ceiling is very low.
I have all the guys.
They're all facing each other, but you still could get a good chunk of points.
I mean, I don't expect to clean either way. So I'm just hoping like Neto gets some saves, Doughty gets an assist, and Morris and Dom are part of the goals. That's really best case for me.
I mean, Sun and Palmer are just the mainstays for us is good for both of us.
Sun just...
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, his finish was amazing, but yeah, like 90 plus.
It was the same as the Palace game, right? He scored really late.
Yes. Yeah. Really late. And he was kind of like the only one still on, you know, of the like main guys at that point. And he scores. And then this game, he stays on, I guess, two returns in the last 3 minutes of the game.
He went from 5 to 17. And
it's absolutely fucking insane. In stoppage time.
And that's pretty good.
In a game that was also completely over. It's not like they were like desperate for a winner. It's like the game was done. Villa were done. But yeah, I mean, that fully cements that his ownership this week will be 200%, because everyone will have him and everyone will cap him. In a week where there's four...
I will not be capping.
You
him.
Play by different. If you're playing P for if you're P for P, playing for points, then you have him and you're captaining him. If you're Walsh, you're captaining maybe BJ would be my guess, something like that. BJ, Timo, or something. I don't know what you're gonna
do. I'm not capping a Spud here, dude. We'll get there.
If you're
there,
P for we'll P, Sun's the cap. That's what you need to learn here. Yeah, dude. I mean, we're not doing league updates, so four games. How do we go about this? Do you want to go team by team? Do you just want to talk about generic free hit strategy, that kind of shit? Where do you want to begin here?
Yeah, well, I mean, I definitely don't think we should spend time on this weekend's games at large, because no one's playing, right? So I mean, we should just, I think, go from first to last of the four games. That's what we typically do when there's a short...
It's four games. There's no option, really.
And then we're also not going to we're going to do our pod on Sunday or Monday, but then we're going to be off for the week, right? Because there's an international break. So
So we'll do we'll do the Monday after Game Week 29, and then we'll do the Thursday before Game Week 30. So that's what we always do, like 10 days off.
Yeah, maybe a international Tuesday. Break. Maybe we could do Tuesday pod, because that would be better for me. But we'll talk about that off air.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. But yeah, sounds good.
Because Ryan's visiting this weekend.
Oh, yeah, Ryan. Yeah,
and he's leaving Tuesday, so I'd rather...
Well, so maybe we should do Sunday. Oh, no, he's leaving Tuesday. I see.
Oh. But anyway, Burnley, Brenham.
So
huge game.
Burnley are just the biggest fucking joke in the world. And yeah, I wish they would just fuck off and go away. I mean, I actually like D Fofana. He's like good.
You mean DD Fofana?
Yeah, double D Fofana. But no one should have any Burnley players at all, right? I mean, is that a big stretch? I don't think it is.
It's not a big stretch.
Yeah.
It's not a big stretch. I mean, I think actual aforementioned DD Fofana is shout worthy if you're really looking for some very off the wall free hit punts, because. Yeah.
Which our listeners are. Let's be honest. Yeah, we know our crowd. I mean, they want some fucking dumb picks.
Yeah. It's at Turf Moor. Brenham have no good players in defense available. So, I mean, I would be surprised if they kept it clean. It would be it would strictly be down to just the profligacy of the Burnley players, and the good chances don't fall to DD Fofana. They fall to Koliosho or whoever, Mdouni, some fucking shithouse.
Some Mdouni doesn't even start anymore. Yeah, that's so fucking bad. And Berger. Cullen, Brown. New captain, mid-season new captain, Josh Cullen.
Yeah, like Josh Cullen. Brownest Hill, it doesn't even matter, but
company is such a fucking joke. I mean, yeah, what a season.
But I don't think he's a joke, but Brenham, I think Tony Wissa double is good.
It's definitely the best matchup. It feels like the most exploitable matchup of the week, right? Because the other worst team is Luton, but it's their home and it's Forest. And so you're like, you know,
and that could go 0-0, 2-2, 1-1.
Yeah, there's not like an obvious Forest have some amazing pick. Like, I guess you could argue, well, I guess you'll get leaks, but like if Taiwo's starting, you know, maybe it's more upside than like Wissa, but I don't know, Alanga punt. But yeah, I like it. I mean, Tony Wissa, I think it's viable. I do think it's viable.
That's what I've been playing with, them and Morris up top for my free hit forward line.
Yeah, I mean, Fergening was like, are Brenham attackers on the menu, or would it be Wissa to look elsewhere? Fucking troll. Callie said, is Tony the best money, no object striker this week?
Tony's not right in this moment. I mean, the Pens is nice because you like to have the free goal shout against a fucking shitty ass Burnley team who could concede one tonight. So I think you would be a bit foolish to not have Tony, but he's just like playing 85% of the game, if not more of a percentage of the game, in the middle third.
Yeah.
And you can't score goals when you play the whole game in the middle third. Right. I can confirm.
Right.
Concerning, right? That's just concerning to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And no, they definitely, need, definitely. Yeah, I mean, they need to do that because they have no creativity or no ability anywhere else. And I don't know, like whenever he plays with Wissa, they're okay, but Wissa looks good and Tony looks like he's facilitating, creating, because all Wissa wants to do is just run towards the goal.
I love Wissa.
Yeah, he's good. He's active and busy.
He's
and
just he's, like a good player. Yeah.
He's good. 3-3. Yeah, 3-3.
His numbers aren't like incredible, but he looks good. Like you said, he gets chances, he gets shots, he gets fucking XG, whatever. He's good.
Burnley are going to be attacking the whole game, so there's going to be a lot of counterattacking opportunities, and I feel like Tony's going to be the one springing them, not receiving them. And
or
I feel
he'll
like
be the. I think he'll be the target for like the out ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, and if that over the top is an assist, or if that's the hockey, like. But yeah, I mean, it feels like a Wissa game to me.
Yeah, Wissa. I wonder who, like, usually when they play in these kind of games, they play a front three. Yeah. Because they're playing the worst team in the league. So they're like, oh, we're going to go win it. But we haven't seen that in a while. I mean, their last five games were away Arsenal, home Chelsea, away West Ham, away Man City, home Liverpool. So we haven't seen them play a game where they're like, we're going to win this game in a long time, where they play three up top.
I mean, I expect them to do that.
LP, maybe? I don't know.
I'm fully out on him. I think he's he's just bad. But I do think he's better than Mbappe in the balance of having a three with Wissa and Tony. I think Mbappe and Wissa cannot play together,
period. It's weird. It's It's too many central guys who want to be in the middle of the box getting the shots.
There's
no pace. Like,
they don't coexist.
There's no width. It doesn't really make that much sense. I do feel like, I mean, someone asked here, like, I can't find it. Oh, Jitterbug, you said lots before that Brendan play more open versus the bad teams. Do you agree their defense is a trap on free hit 29? But if not them, where do we even go? I do think it's a trap, even though I think that like Flecken will be the template keeper because,
I'm nowhere near
the best fixture. But
yeah, I'm nowhere near their defenders this game week.
Yeah, it's also just, it's not just the thing that they're going to play more attacking. It's their defense has been insanely bad for a long time. If you're going Flecken, you're used to Brentford being a tight defense that don't concede big chances and like organize, but that is not the case this season.
Yeah.
And like since like December-ish, they're third worst in the league non-penalty XG conceded behind Luton and Newcastle. Yep. Because Luton, Newcastle, Brentford, Sheffield.
Yep.
So like, what are we doing buying Brentford defenders there? It's the equivalent of buying a fucking Luton defender or Sheffield defender, except they have no attacking intent also. So right. I really don't like Flecken. I don't like the defenders. Yeah, I think I very much expect both teams to score.
Yeah. So what goalie are you looking at this week?
Well, I'm not free hitting.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, so I'm in a totally different bracket. I mean, I haven't really thought about it. Who are you leaning? Because you probably looked more closely at this.
Yeah, I mean, my inclination is to go for Vicario.
Get saves and shit.
Yeah, I mean, Fulham typically score at home, but I think it's pretty tough to call a clean anywhere.
Yeah, very
my
tough.
My other, I think my backup was, or my second in the running is Martinez for Villa.
Yeah.
Just because West Ham
don't really
could
attack.
Not score, and I'm never surprised by that. It just feels like if Villa were home, maybe I'd be a little bit more, but I mean, away, I don't know if West Ham were going to park. I don't know.
There's something to that. Like I feel like West Ham, for a team doing decently in the table, I mean, I know they usually score, but like they don't always score. They've blanked fucking six times, and some of them were like easy fixtures, right? Like, you know, Forest, Fulham, Everton, you know, like Brighton blanked them. Like, these are teams you're like, oh yeah, if you have Bowen, you're like, oh, I expect goals in these games, and they blank. So
yeah,
I mean, teams who play the style that they play are liable to blank.
So I
think that's a shout. And Emmy's good on, he's good on bonus and stuff like that. The one other thing I was going to say for Brentham in that game, which is actually a recurring theme as I was just like diving in a little bit to the fixtures this week, is just some of the worst set piece defenses in the league all happen to play this week. I guess that's just because a lot of them are the worst teams. But
yeah, they're the worst teams.
Burnley are worst in the league set piece XG conceded and second worst in the league in set piece goals conceded. And I'm like, okay, that makes Tony even a better pick, right?
Yeah.
And then like, if you wanted to punt, I mean, punt on a mid or something, if like Jensen's starting or whatever, like he'll take the corners and the frees and stuff, and they're gonna get a fucking set piece goal pretty likely because they're gonna get tons of fouls and corners and all this shit on the break against them. And another one that came up is Villa, speaking of Villa, who are second worst in the league in set piece actually conceded, third worst in goals conceded.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, if I was on free hit, I would take a long hard look at like JWP soup. Yeah. Maybe even like Cresswell. Like, I don't know what. No, he fucking started and took the corners. Once JWP got subbed.
But why? I don't know why he got subbed at half, but
I didn't watch the game, but the reports were that he was. The reports were he was just fucking miserable. He was like playing left wing and horrible. And so they subbed him. But,
okay.
You know, some West Ham big unit center back, whether it's like Mavro, who could score on either side of the pitch, or fucking Zuma, who hasn't been starting. But I don't know, like some soup punt or something like that, I kind of like in midfield. But I'm getting ahead of myself. I think that's it for Brentham Burnley, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Luton Forest, kind of a weird one.
Yeah. I mean, I have Morris and Gibbs White in just pens. Like, whatever. Yeah. I don't know how to call this game. It could be anything. I think NFO is the least identifiable team in the division right now in terms of what they're going to do on a given week. I mean, he played Wood and defenders.
Origi,
like, I don't know.
He dropped Alanga, Taiwo, and Cho in the same game.
Nuno's
what?
A fucking fraudulent idiot. I don't know why he needed another job to be like confirmed for the fourth time about how incompetent he is, but he's showing the incompetency with every passing week. You know, I always do like Luton at home, you know, against like a bottom 10 team. I just feel like, you know, they're gonna
score
at least score a couple, like could win, but
yeah.
But I have Doughty also, just because I think defenders are so bad that I just want the most attacking ones.
Yep.
And Doughty fits that bill with set pieces.
Yeah, and I'm gonna repeat myself all pod, but again, right? Luton, fourth worst set piece XG, fourth most goals conceded. Forest, their XG is not that bad, but most goals conceded off set pieces in the league by quite a bit. You know, so you like that for Doughty, you like that for Morris, you like that for MGW, you like that if you want to punt on like a Forest donger, if that's like Taiwo or a center back or something like that. So I think, yeah, again, another game where I expect both teams to probably score, and I expect a high scoring game, and I expect set piece goals.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's fair. I mean, I think it's a little bit difficult to glean that much from NFO's season long stats because they have the new manager for a few weeks. But Luton, certainly when they have all their first choice defenders out, you know, I mean, they're going to struggle and every defensive.
So many flags.
Yeah, I mean, any defensive thing they have to do, whether it's set pieces or just open play defending, they're just going to be generally bad every game. So
yeah.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Yeah, but I mean, in terms of like piling on with more, I think Gibbs White is pretty certain to make my final draft. Again, just
I think
because
he's a good
of
pick.
The capability of having a free goal makes a lot of sense to me there, but I don't think like getting Taiwo or something is, I don't know.
I mean, it, obviously,
they're
only
so if, bad.
Yeah, like you only do it if it's a leak. But the thing, the counter with them being so bad is he's so good. I mean, every time I see him, I'm just like, oh my god, Taiwo! Like he just does so many good things. But yeah, no, I hear you. He's also
He's not playing.
I know. I was about to say, I feel like he's been hurt for months, and even when he does start, sometimes he gets subbed at half. So probably not the pick. But MGW looks good. Pick. I don't hate Alanga as a punt if it's leaked that he's starting. I think he's just been their best attacker all year. I mean, time they're unfortunately on TV and I'm forced to watch one of their matches, I mean, he gets chances every single game, literally every game. And this game's going to be wide open. I mean, I actually like him. I'm not making a free hit team, but he might sneak in there if I was. I think there's something there.
He won't sneak in mine, but I can see where you're coming from.
Yeah, I mean, how many starts is he? He has 19 starts. He has 5 goals, 7 assists. I mean, that's fucking good.
Yeah, it's good.
I like it. I think it's a good game for him.
All right.
Fulham Spurs.
And then Doughty, like, I don't know. I could.
Doughty's good,
man. I might not have him, but we'll see.
I think you should. I think he's good.
Yeah, he's. I don't think he's good, but we'll see. We'll see. Fulham Spurs, yeah.
Jonathan said, who's the best third Spur after Son and Matto? I mean,
I'm not thinking of having more than just Son in the attack.
I was about to ask you, is Matto actually definitely in like the, I'm sure he's like template, but like in our discussions, is he definitely in the team? Like, I'm not 100% there.
I haven't been playing with him in, no. I have one mid spot that's like a flex spot that I don't know who's going to go there right now. But no, I feel like this is going to be just a generally horrible game. Like Fulham are just going to do all the fouls. Craven Cottage, you know, it's going to be miserable. I think it's just going to be a miserable affair.
Best thing you could do about this match is bet Paulina yellow card, I think is the best thing you could do.
That sounds pretty good.
Couldn't be more nailed on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Sun is, we don't have to talk about Sun. 100,000,000% should be on the team.
Not a question.
I think the template will have both Matto and Poro, maybe Udogs. Yeah. I think that most people free hitting will be on those three.
Yeah.
I don't really expect a clean.
Well, this is a broken record, though, which is why I was saying earlier about the attacking defender aspect, which Poro isn't even really anymore, but
he wasn't attacking last game at all, but sometimes he still somehow got a bonus point because he took like some set pieces and completes passes.
I mean, I have, for that, all that said, I have Poro on my team. I expect
for the same reasons as before. I mean, the attack is pretty interesting. It's pretty unfortunate that there's not going to be a leak for free hitters, because you really could punt on like Timo if he's starting, or BJ if he's starting, but you actually have no idea who's going to start, I think.
I think BJ earned a start.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do. You don't think so?
I don't know. I just think it's like basically interchangeable. Like Timo comes on, instantly scores. He started against Palace, scored and was good. You know, I don't know. Yeah, Matto is interesting. I mean, I haven't been like obviously I'm very happy he got an assist and a goal since I got him in, but his numbers are not very good. He's not very involved. He's
playing a lot more forward.
He's like in more build up. Obviously, he ends up on an incredible Sar cross in the middle of the box. Like that's, you know, one in a million that he scores that goal. But I don't know. He also ticks so many boxes, we mentioned, right? The set pieces, the freeze, involved in everything, million touches, incredible on bones. So there's every reason to get him, but I'm kind of with you. I'm kind of like, I'm not sure. I feel like people are just getting him because they're like, quote unquote, supposed to get him in a weird way.
Yeah. I mean, Pelin is just going to probably man mark him and fucking kill the shit out of him.
He'll probably injure him, actually.
Yeah.
Any follow-up picks?
Well, I think Muniz is interesting.
Muniz is good.
Yeah, he's good.
He's good every game.
Yeah, I mean, he gets there. A few chances a game seem to like fall to him, but his movement's good. You know, he offers. It's home. I've played with him. You know, I mean, that's like the third spot. I'm like, I like Wiss. I just also, it's kind of interesting and fun to have like a player from every team. Kind of like I've been like playing.
That is the fun thing.
Yeah, so it's like, even though, you know, like these are just like, so like, do I want Wissa or play with Muniz? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think Muniz is definitely worth consideration because, you know, Spurs are going to have no Van de Ven, so they'll probably play like Bavis.
Is that official?
Dragishin. Yeah, I mean, what, he fucking...
Yeah, I just didn't know if anything came out today. I wasn't like around today.
No, I didn't see any official news, but I just figure if he comes out after two, you know, I mean, he's not going to play in, you know, a week, but he could, I guess. I don't know.
Wonder if there's a Leno shout.
Like, yeah, I was looking at Leno.
You don't expect a clean in any of these games. Like, literally none. If Leno is just...
Most saves.
Yeah, he's the one guy who's like, he could just get 10 saves and pick up bones even in a game where they concede.
Yeah, I was looking. I mean, for the same reason, too, I was thinking a little bit, actually, about... Traff the lad, because Brenham could just shoot. I mean, they're just like,
Burnley conceded a million shots. He probably gets so many saves.
Yeah, but he also like kind of doesn't, and they just concede every shot they let in, they let up. So Leno is definitely interesting because
it's a punt, but like everyone's a punt.
I don't think it's a complete insane thing to see like a 0-0 here. Honestly, like Fulham Spurs, like I could see it being ground to dust where, I mean, sometimes Fulham rally, you know, behind these like very odd, in odd places. They're just such a bizarro team. But they've been playing
genuinely
well lately, sort of
bad last year. And I was so down on them coming in this year. And they just got better. I mean, like they struggled earlier with no Mitro, and Jim is obviously just like a net negative, but They're good, man. Milv is good. They're good. Like, very impressive season by them, I think.
Well, they're not good, but...
They're not good, but they're... I thought they were, like, going to fight relegation. Well, we didn't know how bad the promoted sides were going to be, but they're, like, they just stomped.
They're fine.
Like, they're just winning games. Yeah. Like, they beat the shit out of Bournemouth soon, you know?
Yeah. I mean, they also just lost to Wolves B team, so...
They beat the shit out of them, though. They beat the shit out of them. Like, that was... I don't know. Their attackers are kind of interesting. Like, another, like, maybe Pereira would be on pens if Willian's not playing, and he's also on all the set pieces. Like, Iwobi's been really good. And again, like, I expect Spurs to concede. I think there's some punty picks there that are kind of interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I agree. Yeah. I agree. Yeah, I think Muniz is interesting. And yeah. I like the Leno call is also.
Yeah.
Could be something there.
Yeah, could be something there. And then the last game is just West Ham Villa. Just like
miserable.
It's just the least interesting by such a wide margin. Just like want different. You want this kind of game week. You want teams that like you never watch and like you no one ever has picks from. And it's just like Ollie's going to be 1,000,000% owned. Bowen's going to be 1,000,000% owned. Like, who gives a shit, dude?
Yeah, I mean, well, I'm not going to have either of them, but...
Yeah, sorry, 99.9, not 100% on.
Thank you.
Let's go, Walsh.
Noticing me.
Yes, dude. Noticing.
West Ham Villa. Oh, my God. Dude, I mean, West I just don't Ham watch.
Set pieces, dude. That's what I would be banking on. Dude, just corner goals. That it's there for the taking. It is absolutely there for the taking.
So you want you want me to have JWP?
I kind of want you to have JWP.
All right. Who's I could do that.
Yeah.
I could do that for you.
You have your floating spot, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm having Doug Louis auto.
We need to make sure that with Jack Bones, which we'll do on the live stream on Friday, that JWP is still nailed. I mean, he got subbed off early against Everton, and then he got subbed off early
because
half against Burnley.
Yeah, I mean, Paqueta's a little bit more interesting to me because so he has pens, right?
And he's just 50 times the player.
I think I might go for that.
Yeah.
I could just get all pens all the time.
Man, if something comes out about JWP, Cresswell, you should get Cresswell.
Well, if JWP's like not going to play, I'll That's definitely what I mean. Have Cresswell.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Oh, no, for sure.
What about Soup?
Come on, man. You're too subject to Moyes' whim of, like, is he going to play him? And then also where? And what's his role? Like, it's just too unreliable to me.
Yeah.
And I don't have enough of a read on them to know, like, what kind of game plan he will implement and what kind of game.
I avoid them at all costs. I mean,
yeah,
honestly.
Of course. They're the one of the worst. Next, like, Everton. Well, actually, Everton haven't actually been that bad to watch this year. Yeah, but West Ham are... Moyes West Ham are very bad to watch, and we tried to avoid watching them in this patch when we
can. I think it's a good Potter job.
I agree.
For next season.
I agree.
Everyone wins.
I agree with that. And I have Moreno. I just feel like, again, you know, attacking.
Just go for the most attack. Is he nailed?
I think he is this game.
He didn't start against Spurs. He's been getting
subbing off early.
Ones and negative ones subbing off early. I'd be worried. And you're not getting any leak, too, because it's the one Sunday game.
Because what do you think he's going to just play Dean or play Cash just play and Dean do something mad?
He did weird shit. With the five at the back
really weird shit.
Was weird.
Really weird shit.
Really stupid and bad. And then, who knows? I mean, I could see him do, like, the opposite of when he was doing Concept right back. Like, he could do, like, long lay at left back and Cash right back or some shit like that. I would just be worried, man. I'd be worried about that.
Yeah, I mean, Moreno subbing on 58 recently is in my thoughts. So maybe he's not going to make the cut, and I just want something more sure.
I think, especially for that Sunday game, you just need a fucking nailed guy. Because, like, the last thing you want to do is you free hit in a guy who doesn't even start or subs early or something.
You're right. All right, I have to look at that spot.
But anyone else? I mean, everyone's going to have Ollie. We don't...
Yeah, I'm not going
Nothing to say. What about, are you interested in, like, Bowen, Kudus? You mentioned Paqueta.
Yeah, I mean, I like Paqueta just from the sheer pen standpoint. And I don't know. I mean, maybe this is just ridiculous, but in my head, like, you're picking one game, right? Yeah. Literally one game.
Yeah.
So... if you're looking at someone like Paqueta versus like Kudus, right? Same team, clearly one attacks more than the other. But like, how much more in a percentage terms, like how much percent better does Kudus have to be for you to take that over like what the percentage is if they get a pen and you just get 8 points for free?
Yep.
I feel like it has to be a lot.
Yeah. I mean,
you know what I mean?
What you're kind of describing is free hit, which is basically complete luck. Free hit is just such a fucking yeah. joke. I mean, calling one game, I'm totally fine with your reasoning. I'm just trying to find like two pens.
Yeah.
And you're just playing Battleship with pens. Well, and that's I think that's a very viable strategy because
there's four games. If there are two pens in these four games,
I'm flying.
Actual both of them.
Flying.
Yeah. Yeah, the only thing is I don't know who takes Fulham's pens, so I'm fucked.
Well, so yeah, Willian took two pens in a game where like Pereira was on the pitch and shit.
Yeah, but he also doesn't play.
But he also doesn't start every game. But counterpoint, those are the only two pens they've won all year. So
it's almost as though teams that don't spend time in the box don't win pens. Is yeah, I mean,
maybe they won a pen in a cup game or some shit that we don't know about because we wouldn't know. But like, yeah, there's not much to go on there is a problem.
Yeah,
I feel like it'll be Pereira. I mean, he took some pens last year. There's every reason that he could.
What is up with him this year, though? He's like subs all the time. Like last year, he was like their best player. And this year, he's just been peripheral.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way I'm picking him in my team. He's been terrible.
Good lately, I think. But yeah, he plays 60 minutes every game.
No, he's not a pick. He's not a pick. Maybe you'd rather go Wobi
between the two. No,
come on. Maybe it's D. Fofana. Is it D. Fofana? Is D. Fofana's name?
I just feel like some shitter, like Brownhill is just going to pull rank or something.
I mean, Burnley are not going to win a pen the rest of the year. Let's not get ahead of ourselves here.
They could absolutely win a pen versus Brentford.
J-Rod's going to start and just fucking haul ass this week.
You'll get a leak if you want him. If you want him, he's there.
I don't know.
But yeah, so who are all the pen takers? Burnley, don't know, don't care. Tony and Brentford. Luton is Morris. Forest is MGW. Fulham, we don't know. Spurs is Son. West Ham, Paqueta. Probably, yeah. Definitely
yeah. Paqueta.
Didn't Bowen take one, or am I making that up? No.
Maybe I captained Doug.
Oh my God, this is the week you're getting Doug.
And I captained him? That's kind of fucking sick. And he scored
all of his goals all season at home, and he's away?
Oh, that's bad.
But I think Penn Battleship is really a legitimate strategy.
That's what I'm doing. I think you're on to something. That's what I've been doing. Yeah.
So I think you should actually get all the pen takers and just pray.
Yeah. I mean, I have seven of them right now, or six of them. It's just that the extra spot, I don't know.
There was one that someone in our Discord who follows much closer than we do was talking about the refs one time and was like, yeah,
one ref was never given a pen.
You need to watch out for that. Once the refs get assigned, which will happen like later in the week, you need to actually look up the refs.
Yeah,
because if there's a ref who's like given the most amount of pens, that's a game you double up on the pen takers. The ref that gives actually, I think, has given zero pens all season, don't get the pens, you know. So
yeah, that's a good shout. Yeah, that's a good shout. I could do that on Friday. I'll have some time.
That's a
on
fun
Friday.
Little mini game to play too. You get to like look up these guys who are all from Manchester somehow and just pick them out and they're by their face.
Yeah, I'm mini gaming big time this weekend. That's for sure.
That's all this is. That's literally all this is. Jitterbug said free hit madness time. Who are the chalk no brainer picks? So we just talked about, I mean, Son, obviously.
I think Son and Ollie are the only, and probably Tony, are the only three.
I think Son, Ollie, Tony, yeah, I would agree with that. I think if you expand it a little bit wider than no-brainer and expand it to like who's everyone going to own, I think everyone's going to have Doughty and everyone's going to have Poro and most people are going to have Matto and Bowen too.
Yeah, that's likely.
I mean, Bowen, it's almost like I don't even know what to call it. It's like branding. It's like, oh, you always buy Coca-Cola. Like, you're not buying him for any other reason than, like, you know his name and you've seen him score before. I mean, I don't know, man. West Ham, fuck off.
West Ham are fucking insane.
I can't take them, dude. I can't take them.
Absolute insane team. Yeah.
Hopefully there's a cup game at the same time as that game so I could actually like have something else to watch. Or maybe this is the Sunday where we all take our significant others out to brunch and say, you know what, babe, I'm not going to watch games this Sunday. Let's just go out. And we all just skip that fucking game because it's horrible.
Apple picking, as yeah, Billy apple would picking. Say.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Shout out to Billy. Biggest traps in your guys' opinion, Harley boys? I mean, we mentioned some traps. Brentford D
definitely, yeah, feels like a trap. I mean, it's hard to call a trap when all of these games are kind of a disaster and we are sitting here saying anything could happen in any of the games. Yeah. And nothing will surprise us. Like, it's not like we're looking here and saying, you know, Liverpool are playing, you know, Brentham, and we're like, oh, that they might lose the game when everyone's going to be tripled on them or something. Like, everyone has big time flaws and
big
issues,
money, big
and,
prizes. I mean, the trap I think is one that I just talked you out of with Moreno. It's like if you get a not nailed player on your free hit and they don't start, like you just want to jump off a fucking bridge. Like that's insane. You're like, I had the pick of any player on these eight fucking teams and I actually got a non-starter. Like, give me a break. You can't let that happen. And Zarina,
I wonder if there's something with an NFO defender.
Yeah, I mean, I mentioned the set pieces. Boley, I think, is back and he is a fucking donger.
He hasn't played in 3 months.
He never plays, but he dongs. He gets his head on the ball.
What about Nico? Nico's been playing?
Yeah, he's been playing. He's like, kind of attacking. Murillo, I actually like. I think, or Murillo, I'm not sure. He's pretty good. Yeah, I mean, but I expect Luton to score like 2.
Yeah. But we say that about every team, so when does that stop becoming a thing that we care about?
Yeah, I mean, you might as well get cells. I don't fucking know. Just get fucking Matt Turner. Easy. Those are the guys that'll be in everyone's team, though. I don't know. I don't think there's too many surprises. And I don't think... don't think there's too much to gain from the leaks just looking at these teams. Like, the two early games are Burnley, Brentford, Luton, Forest. Like,
really don't... Yeah, I really don't care.
It's like... It's basically just... Forest out of all four of those teams where you're like, make sure that like Taiwo is starting and Alanga is starting if you want those guys. That's basically it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Just some other questions. Zarina said, what's a successful free hit chip? How many points? I don't know what that means.
More than your competitors.
Yeah, more than non-free hitters. That is the actual answer.
Yeah.
Limber said, I'm leaning wild card 31, not free hitting this week. How would you rank these 2 week punts? Bowen, who's home Villa at Newcastle, Muniz, who's home Spurs at Sheffield, Tony or Wissa at Burnley home United.
I think I like Muniz the most, honestly.
I mean, those fixtures are banging.
Sheffield is the bit. It's just, there's nothing like it.
There's nothing like it.
There isn't. Like,
for some reason,
insane.
That made me think of the like Adam Gase smelling salt gif where he just like rails some smelling salts and goes insane in the sidelines. There's just nothing fucking like it, dude.
That was my intention.
Yes, there's nothing like it.
So I think the other ones, like the Man United fixture is not so good there. And, you know, I mean, Newcastle is good, but it's like Bowen, you never know when he's just not going to take a shot in the whole game. I feel like I like the Fulham striker there.
I'd go Tony.
You like Tony? Yeah. Okay.
I'm feeling like there are two good fixtures for him. Burnley, because it's going to be open and set pieces. And United, because they are actually horrible. Like, we joke sometimes about them. And sometimes they're fine. They're like, oh, they're sixth. And we still say they're horrible. But no, they're just like actually horrible this season. I mean, they are so disorganized. They have no defense. They have no midfield. I think it's a great Tony game. So much space in between their midfield and their defenders. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Tony's definitely in the cap consideration for me.
Yeah. We haven't even talked about it. Well, yeah. Sun. Everyone's going to be on Sun.
Yeah.
That's
everyone's going to be on Sun. But not your boy.
Not the best fixture.
Not your boy.
It's also just not the best fixture, right? Yeah. Like away Fulham is one of the harder fixtures of this week.
Yeah.
Tony. Ugh, but you don't want to captain, like, I don't really trust capping a Luton player. I don't really trust capping West Ham or Villa away. So it's like Tony or Son, maybe. Is there anyone else for cap? Like, who else are you considering? If you're definitely not going Son. Uh-oh, he's got his Walsh's bald smile on right now. who are you looking at right now?
I haven't gotten deep enough yet into the balls of my.
Yeah, okay. We'll check the sack. We'll sack tap in the Thursday pod. We're gonna see what's in there on Thursday.
I'm still playing with like the last fringe spots, but I'm gonna do some intensive soul searching for who is the most perverse while also being the best captain option, and I will get back to you on Thursday with that.
Okay, Roger that.
Yeah, but Tony is leading.
Yeah, I think Tony is low key good cap.
Yeah.
It's also, when he's playing badly, fixture, also, like, no one will be on him. He's playing kind of badly. He's blanked four games in a row. It's like perfect time to cap him, I think.
Sounds like he's due.
Yeah, he's due. Mike said, can we break down the third forward option if you don't like Morris this week?
I wish they were at home.
He said, Taiwo, Timo, Muniz, Wood, Wissa, Fofana, West Ham guys. They don't even have a forward.
They don't have a striker.
But then he said, I like Muniz, Timo. Man. I think he might be good to at least win a pen.
You haven't played fantasy Premier League long enough to be considering Timo right now.
Not nailed.
Yeah, you don't.
That's
want
my Timo. Biggest problem. I think it's interesting if he's nailed, but I just can't go there.
He unnails himself because he plays. So then it's like he's not nailed.
Muniz is good.
Muniz is legit.
He's really good. He's been good every single game since coming in. Ton of shots, good chances.
Yeah. He's probably going to be a very important component to my wildcard team because I've started thinking about that.
Okay. You're wildcarding 30, right?
I'm like 50-50 on it. I need to see where we end up. I mean, typically, I kind of forgot that there was international break. You know, generally, I don't like doing that.
It's like, is that good or bad? Yeah.
Yeah. We don't know who's fit or like not fit. They get injured on the plane or something. Yeah, there's no news. So I kind of want to see if I can just wait one little week and do it in 31. So I have that. So that's sort of what I'm thinking. 31.
Jeez, the Sunday we come back, Liverpool City and Arsenal all play. Holy shit. Muniz, man. He is good. I'm a little Taiwo curious, but you would have to get a leak because he hasn't been starting and he hasn't been fit. But if he's starting, and Luton, we know their defense is just non-existent. They have no fit defenders and they play the most open in the league. Yeah. There's a possibility that like NFO scored 3.
Yeah, all of that is MGW cap territory for me.
Yeah, no, MGW is very. Yeah. I'm very much a fan of MGW as a pick this week.
Yeah,
he's been
he's not had the season to remember. I believe in the player.
He's good.
I like the stock.
Yeah. I like the stock. I mean, they've got one pen. That defines so much of FPL. The whole team's gotten one pen all year.
Yeah. He's not helping himself. And he's been playing in too many different roles. And they've been also playing with too many different formations and personnel from the beginning with manager change, et cetera, and so on. But it's just, you know, they're very bad. But it's just this type of game is, you know, him popping up with a goal and 2 assists. I'm like, oh yeah, like that for sure. You know, like I could see that.
Yeah, and I mean, the thing also with Nuno teams, which we know very well, all they can possibly ever do is counter. Yeah. So if the other team doesn't let them counter, they're not going to score, which we saw recently. Mm-hmm. But Luton will. I mean, it's just like, I feel so confident that Luton are going to be open and attacking. I mean, Luton, This is like low key huge relegation match too.
They're also going to be fucking tired.
Yeah. Also that.
Yeah.
Forest are fucking. They're going to get a points deduction, maybe. Luton are the team that'll most benefit from that. They could also win 3 points here. It's huge. Huge game.
Yeah, the issue excited is I feel that. Like if NFO goes up or like one, it's just going to get horrible.
If NFO you know? Goes up, it's worst case.
Yeah.
You Which real, is, we really want Luton to go up and then NFO the to game. Open up and yeah. then it's just basketball. Madness.
Yeah.
If NFO go up, that's a live bet the over. If NFO go up, live bet the under.
Yeah,
easy. Like easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff said, I slept through the Villa match, so can you please tell me if I even want Ollie on my free hit? Template seems to be Ollie Tony Morris, but given the fixtures, I'm considering another Brentham Stricker or Timo for old time's sake. So yeah, I mean, if we want to just touch on the Spurs Villa game, I mean, yeah, Villa were they set up in a weird way. They didn't play well. It wasn't a 4-0, but they didn't play well. And yeah, I don't know what to say. I mean,
I need to. We need
Ollie's been so divisive.
We need to cash my receipts on that game. I fucking called that one on Thursday, right?
Yeah, you were like, I think Spurs are going to disassemble them or something.
And the game's going to be terrible. I literally called it exactly. I said, it's going to be bad to watch and they're going to fucking destroy them.
The first half was beyond. It was it was Everton Palace, but worse. I mean, it was a complete fucking joke. Second half was, the whole game was really weird. I found it to be a very, very weird game. I still think it was like mostly even until the red card. And then Spurs got 2 goals.
The red card, you know. By the way. It's like, get out of here,
Captain Leaner Legend.
It's ridiculous.
Get the fuck out of the game.
It's so also fucking ridiculous.
The motor non-red card. Disgusting. Disgusting.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, disgusting. Actually, that is also, we didn't really touch on that, just McGinn not being available. I mean, he's played, has he played every game this year? Has he missed one game?
That is big. That
he
is
has
big.
Not missed a game this year. So they have no Kamara, no McGinn.
So it's going to be Doug Tielemans.
Yeah.
And I can't even name who might be the third midfielder because
it could be Zaniolo.
It's going to be Zaniolo. It is going to be. Because Ramsey's hurt.
They're in trouble. Yeah, they're in trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, they could just play just the two of them in a pivot.
Yeah, I guess you can get away with that with West Ham.
Yeah.
And do like, you know, Diaby and Bailey wingers. Mm. I don't know. That's weird, right, man. That's a weird one. Boulder said rogue shots for free hit 29. I mean, we kind of talked about that already. I think we gave some rogue shots away. Oh, some no free hit questions. Dadland said, is minimizing hits this week with no free hit to start 8 worth the risk, assuming the free hit will cash in later down the line? Yeah, if you have 8 guys, don't fucking free hit. Get out of here.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
and Andy also, he said, similarly for those of us with 7 decent / good players, how do you compare using free hit for 4 more okay guys? No shot I'm using free hit. If you have 7 nailed guys, no shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's basically the pod.
I'm just so glad that I have 2 because it just means my team isn't terrible.
True. It's a good indicator.
Yeah. I mean, you're in a different case because you just wildcarded. It's your bench, right?
All
it's
my bench guys. Yeah.
Basically the players that don't matter. But
if Regs is hurt, all of a sudden I'm down to not that many guys. I'm down to 6 guys. But I think I'm just going to eat the red and eat the cup loss. Hal Capone's free hitting. He's going to fucking destroy me. Whatever. You know, that's kind of how I feel about it.
Is that dumb? Sar's one of them who also might not play.
No, Sar will play. He's good. I think all of them are nailed. It's just if Regs is hurt or not. And then I have a free transfer, which I haven't really considered yet. But, you know.
But, like, so what's the... What are you holding it out for?
Yeah, just a double that I can't get to. You know, obviously, I don't have my wild card, right? Like, if the fixture prophecy goes That way, where it's like, by the time some big double comes around, I don't want any of their players, then I'll use it for that. Basically, okay. Is the plan.
So you think you'll be able to get more fixtures than now?
Yeah, I do. And I think there'll be better fixtures. You know, like we've been talking about these games, right? I expect like no cleans. It's like, I don't know.
I'm going to get 85 points.
I hope you do. That would be fucking phenomenal. But all the picks are like punts, yeah, except for like three. I just feel like it's just so random.
It is so random. All right.
That's basically it.
So we'll do a My Life on Thursday like normal.
Yeah, such a short pod, but what are we going to do?
Four games, you know.
The schedule makers decide for us. Dude,
this is such a good weekend for my friend to be visiting, because I...
Oh, my God,
will not be missing much with this disaster.
Yeah, and you're done so early. You're just out of there, yeah.
Yeah.
Two asses slap. One of them might be related to you, Brian Walsh. The other one, Morgan Vaughn. Baby, get in there. Need another Cousin Walsh in the Discord. Yeah. Any last words, my man?
I was just thinking more about Paqueta actual.
Great player.
I mean, he fits into the like Doug Luiz category, right? They just haven't gotten the rub of the green. Or that's the case because he's more MGW because they don't spend time in the box because they don't play attacking.
No, I think they are more effective in their counters than like Forrest. So like Bowen and Kudus and Antonio when he subs on, they legitimately get counters and are in the box kind of a lot, I feel like.
Yeah.
They're just, you know.
They don't win pens, though.
Yeah, they don't. But.
They don't.
I don't know. Pens are fucking stupid.
Okay.
I feel like who's conceded the most pens? Maybe that's also something we should be looking
Probably
at.
Probably Sheffield United. I mean, what are they not?
Most conceded pens tied for 7 in the league. Everton and West Ham. Doug Stonks are flying right now. Absolutely fine.
But how many have been at home?
Next two, very interesting, that tied for 2nd, Fulham and Spurs playing each other.
All right.
Wow.
All right. We got narratives.
Thrilling.
Narratives.
Thrilling. Yeah.
Very thrilling.
Oh, my God. All right, dude. Any last words, dude?
I'll see you tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow, man. Check us out at fmlfield.com. Follow us on Twitter at fmlfield. Support us at patreon.com/fmlfield. Chat, rate, review, jam.
Podcast Network.